President Bush has announced a new national strategy for homeland security. The strategy is the first of its kind in the U.S. The president talked about it this morning in a brief speech in the Rose Garden, surrounded by members of Congress.
Our unity is a great weapon in this fight. And by acting together to create a new and single Department of Homeland Security, we'll be sending this world a signal that the Congress and the administration will work together to protect the American people and to win this war on terror.
NPR's Pam Fessler is at the White House. What does this new report say about the possibility of another terrorist attack?
Well, Bob, it presents a very, very grim picture. It warns that if we don't do anything, that the nation's going to be vulnerable to a new wave of attacks. And it specifically mentions weapons of mass destruction. It says that there's almost an infinite array of potential targets in the country, that terrorists are very strategic actors, and that they choose their targets very deliberately based on the weaknesses that they see in the country. It also says that our enemies are trying to obtain chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear weapons, and it identifies al-Qaeda as the most important threat, but also says that there are many, many other terrorist organizations willing to attack the United States.
And how does the Bush administration propose to prevent an attack?
Well, the administration is trying to emphasize the importance of coordination, not only among all different levels of government, but also between the government and the private sector, and also with the public in general. It calls for better sharing of intelligence, information. It calls on changes in the Freedom of Information Act to make it easier for businesses to share what they see as some of the vulnerabilities in their assets with the federal government. A lot of companies are afraid to do that now because they think the information will become public. It also calls for restructuring the FBI, improving its analytical capabilities, creating so-called smart borders with Mexico and Canada, which would ease commerce and travel between the countries while at the same time trying to identify terrorists. It also calls for strengthening and augmenting the nation's vaccine stockpiles, developing better sensors to detect nuclear weapons. It calls for changes in extradition laws, actually, to make it easier for the United States to bring accused terrorists into the country for trial. And the administration says that the cornerstone of all its proposals is the creation of this new Department of Homeland Security that the president has requested.
Any recommendations for new responses if another attack occurs?
Well, mostly it's calling for being prepared. And the problem is that we don't know where the next attack is going to occur, although the administration says it believes that one is inevitable. It thinks that preparation and coordination is going to be the best defense.
And why release the plan now?
Well, as you can probably tell from a lot of these recommendations, they're really not new. A lot of them are things that we've been hearing over the past 10 months. But this is the first time the administration's pulled it into one comprehensive plan. And one of the reasons is that lawmakers who are now considering this proposal for a new Department of Homeland Security have been calling for such a strategy. They say they want to know what the administration's overall plan is before they go about restructuring such a massive government. They want to know, is it necessary, and how is it going to work?
And what's the response of Congress to the president's plan to create a Homeland Security Department?
Well, so far, the overriding response is that most members feel that such a department is necessary. It's the specifics that they're beginning to have some questions about. Some House committees last week voted to propose taking out some of the agencies that the administration wants to include in the new department. And this is something that the White House is going to have to negotiate over the next couple of weeks.
NPR's Pam Fessler at the White House.